gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm alone.
The show, ladies and gentlemen, that's right, you have come to the right place because you have found the American adversaries. It is drive time, it is prime time as we come to you live as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer and AM660TheAnswer.com. That's right, folks, we're in the Relax in Comfort Studios. Sit back and relax if you can. We're going to explain the day's business and everything that's been going on. And once again, we were on the cutting edge last night, called it right here. I said, just watch. They're going to bring this health care bill back up. They got to. It's all part of the tax plan. Guess
and
what?
And this morning they mentioned it. Chris, they got to be listening to the show. There's no doubt in my mind.
Maybe they are. Sometimes I get goosebumps, right?
Maybe Ivanka's listening to your voice.
Now, that would give me goosebumps.
Hello.
All right. That is, of course, the chairman of the board, newly elected landslide margin chairman of the board, union boss, economist extraordinaire.
Yeah, like I said.
Michael McMath.
I cringe when people might, even though it's a union, it's just an association. Unfortunately, technically, it's a union.
The union boss sounds
I know,
better, though.
I know,
right? But that instills fear.
Well, there's only one union. That's why the only reason I'm in it is because that's the only collective bargaining agent that the NFLPA,
right?
You know, so that's
of course,
it. I'm not a union man.
You being a vested NFL player, mm-hmm. Buffalo Bills.
Got to fight for the right to party. No, that's not what.
Hey, would you ever wanted to play in Las Vegas?
You know what? I think, you know, at that age, probably, yeah. I mean, yeah,
duh.
You know, from 22 to about 30, I think, yeah, I think I really would. And
yeah.
I think, but I do wonder.
I wonder what the coaches might think.
But honestly, I wonder if they can support a team like that, because they always work under the philosophy that a lot of people are out there, you know, every weekend gambling and all that stuff.
Right.
But gambling, you know, is spread throughout the United States. Plus the fact, I just don't, it's like Orlando. You got so many things to do. Yeah, I don't know.
For sure.
You know what I mean? That one, I think the guy's taking a big bet on this deal.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
The players would have a lot to do, too, as well. But I'll tell you what, they might get a lot of fans coming out of Los Angeles, maybe wanting to leave Los Angeles, because did you see the fight? The mayor of Los Angeles is picking with Trump over the sanctuary city stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I saw that. And I'm always amused because Los Angeles, too, I'm sure, is a city that they're all moving to Texas. They're moving to Nevada. Yeah. And, you know, I think Los Angeles, you know, look at the pension plan over there in California.
Bro.
You know, the California pension plan is down like 450, I think it's billion, not million. I mean, it's a massive amount of money that can never really be fulfilled.
Right.
And, you know, Trump, don't help them. Don't help them.
They were counting on Hillary to help them.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, and sometimes foreseer, Christopher Hart. Nick, the marathon man, Lo Cicero, is on the bridge. And because we are here live, you can give us a call at 407-774-8255. And please don't forget to download the free WORL-FM-AM app in your smart device. There's a whole lot more there than just being able to listen to the live streaming broadcast. But, of course, you can do that as well. We've got a big show lined up for you today. Abe Katzman is going to be joining us here shortly. He couldn't join us last night, but he will be here with us tonight. The Iranians are up to no good again. We're going to be talking
North
about
North Korea's out again.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We'll be talking about stuff like that with Abe Katzman. And Grant Malloy, who was on last night, is going to check in at the second half of the second hour of the show and give us an update on what happened this morning at the Seminole County Commission meeting. And Trevin Adams, the promoter of WWN, that's World Wrestling Network Wrestling, is going to join us in the second half of the second hour. No, the first half of the second hour, I'm sorry. And he's got a handful of tickets to give away to a lot of great live wrestling events that's going on this week. You know, WrestleMania week is upon us.
Oh, I know. This is a huge week here in Orlando. And, you know, a lot of money is going to exchange hands and a lot of benefits to the community, actually.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
because
big-time benefits.
This event will double or triple the amount of money, I hate to say it, Mike, but that the Pro Bowl brought. Right?
I can believe it. No, I can believe it because I've never seen such rabid fans. And we all know.
And it's sold out. It's a sold out event.
And they probably weren't, I call, fake tickets. I'm still very suspicious about this Pro Bowl because I still get wind that there was a lot of phony tickets in circulation.
Yeah, so, right. And
we'll see.
Giveaways.
Yeah, that's what I call
but
phony.
No, this is a sell out. And so it's going to be a culmination of a lot of live wrestling this week. And then, of course, Monday and Tuesday of next week, the WWE is going to be doing their Raw and SmackDown events at the Amway Arena. So this is a great time to take advantage of it. WrestleCon is going to be going on Thursday and Friday. We're going to have guests in to talk
that's
about that.
That's when it's a lot of fun, when they have those type of events where you can go up, get your autographs, have your picture taken with the individuals.
Right.
And surprisingly, they're actually human. You know, they don't look like it on TV, but
they're
human.
So.
They're people.
That's right. And so, anyway, we're going to do all of this going on today. And why should we? Because we can. That's why.
Okay.
Did you hear the Devin Nunez response to all the cries?
I did. I love how he said, yeah, why should I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And why should he?
Yeah, why should I step down? You step down. How about that one?
This is the attitude we want to see.
That's exactly
this
right.
This is the attitude we need to see.
And you notice?
Because otherwise they give in to Democrat bullying.
Right. And you notice how the reporter didn't really know what to say when he just fired it right back? He goes, why should I? They want you to. Oh, okay. They want me to. I will? I don't think so.
You know.
I love it.
Bless Sean Spicer's heart. He's doing a pretty good job as the press secretary and the spokesperson every day in the, you know, in the gauntlet. But I tell you what, at some point he needs to just look these morons in the face and say, come on, get over it.
Yeah.
You lost the election.
Mm-hmm.
Your people lost the election. You don't want to face why, so you've concocted all this nonsense, and you come in here every day with it. It's just baloney. It's nonsense. And moreover, each and every one of you knows it, don't you? And then I'd start calling about my name. You know it, don't you, so-and-so? You know it, Jake, don't you? You know it, so-and-so.
Yeah, just call them right out.
Yeah. Because they all do know it. They all know it's a concocted bunch of crap, and but they're going to keep running with it.
And then we see
But it's bullying. It is clearly bullying.
Yep. And did you see Trump today had mentioned that he would like to see Hillary further investigated over her relationship with, guess who? Russia.
The Russians.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Hillary has a lot more to worry about it with the foundation and the contributions that were probably illegally gotten. How about the uranium deal, Chris? Remember
yeah.
we talked that 20% of the uranium
solution.
That went there?
Yeah.
I would love to see that really just exposed to the American public fully and let the American public make their judgment. Big house, baby. But I think Trump's going to go along with that. Hey. It's time to punish those. You know?
Trump is a lot cagier than everybody's yeah. getting him credit for, except yeah. maybe here. Last night I called it. I said what happened Friday was Trump simply walking away from the deal to entice a better negotiating position. Reminded me of an uncle of mine. When he'd buy a mm-hmm. car, he'd get the salesman right up to the edge thinking he's mm-hmm. got him, and he'd get up and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost always call. One time the guy drove the car over to his house, and he always got a better deal. And Donald Trump, I bet what happened Friday afternoon when Paul Ryan walked into the White House to tell him, he said, he looked at him, he said, "So we don't have the votes, huh?" He says, "Okay, kid, watch.
I'm taking over.
Watch how the boss yeah. does things and take notes, son." Right?
Yep.
Take notes. If Paul Ryan can stay close to Trump and watch how the man operates, it will no longer be St. Pauli girl. He'll be St. Pauli man,
yeah.
and he will be a whole lot better leader. You see, that's what he needs to know how to do. He's a great policy wonk. This scheme...
Seems like a numbers guy.
Right. This plan, I don't want to call it a scheme, but this plan to get tax cuts in this health care plan, which will then facilitate big tax cuts in the next budget reconciliation, is genius.
No, I think it's
absolutely genius. Now, they didn't execute it properly.
No, we didn't have enough salesmanship in the execution.
Which is why Trump said, "Watch me.
And
watch me, Paul.
Chris,
watch me."
You know.
And so last night I said, "This is not going to go away."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "It's going to come back soon." Lo and behold, how did I know it was going to be today?
Yeah, that's a little quick, but that was pretty
good. And
what
did the market do when they announced it?
We escalated upwards. The market was up about 151 points. This is after 8 days of losses. Which the losses really weren't that tremendous, you know what I mean, relative to where the market is.
No.
And the other thing, which we always talked about, which I got a kick out of, it about a few weeks ago, the 10-year treasury, remember we always discussed that was up to 260. Yesterday it was down to 236. Now today it's back to about 242.
Right.
But the point behind it, with those who play the market case, always keep this in mind, and this somewhat maybe, and I'm not, you know, going to be your advisor, but you got a base now. In 1996, there was 8,000 publicly traded stocks. Today there's only 4,000. Now, it's called supply-demand, and you got, what, a lot bigger population? Probably, I'm not sure, maybe a lot bigger amount of investors, but the reality of it
wealth.
Is, the reality of it is you have all these companies that, in essence, are pretty much forced to put money into the market. So when that supply is cut in half, there's not a great deal of alternatives out there that provide liquidity, et cetera. So maybe this will provide some degree of support when, you know, all these naysayers are out there, you know, pushing toward the end of the markets.
Long story short, it still may be a good time to get into the market.
Yeah, and it is a market of individual stocks.
And we see that Donald Trump continues to do things on his own, which also buoys the market, buoys optimism. Optimism numbers came out today. Everybody wants to talk about Trump's approval rating. By the way, I want to remind you once again that historical low approval rating is the Gallup poll. The Gallup poll was one of the worst polls that going into the election. Don't put any stock in that nonsense.
Like you say, you see all these optimistic reports by small businesses and all the different businesses.
Today
and
was
you,
the consumer.
Right. And then
highest
you,
it's been
I mean,
in years.
I relate back
decades.
To when he was running for office. You know, we would go and look at these pep rallies and see massive amount of people and wonder why the polls were so wrong. I think this is another game they're playing here to try to make this guy look like, you know, he's off his game. He's not off his game.
No.
He's doing pretty darn well.
Oh, yeah. Just you watch and see.
Yeah, you watch and see.
It's like he told old Paul, watch how the master does things, right? And so he is a master negotiator, and lo and behold, they're back at the table, and they're going to come up with something. And here's the thing. If they're going to do it with this two-step budget reconciliation process, the first step has to be accomplished by May. That's why everybody, oh, you're doing 17 days. Why? Yeah, here's the funny thing. They say, okay, you had 7.5 years to come up with a plan, and what'd you come up with? And they come out with their plan, and they go, you're trying to rush it through in 17 days. Well, what happened to the, you had 7.5 years to come up with a plan? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you sort of can't have it both ways. Mm-hmm. The reason they're doing this is because, as we've explained on the show before, they have a grand opportunity to get 2 home runs via the budget reconciliation process. Only requires 51 votes in the Senate. Yeah, maybe Ted Cruz is right. Maybe not. What we do know is there's a lot you can do right now, with 51 votes. But it expires in May. And here's the problem. If they don't get the first one, the next one can't happen either. Remember the budget office? Now, one of the downsides of using the reconciliation process is it has to get the CBO report to show that it's paid for. The tax cuts have to be paid for. Well, what did that report show about the tax cuts in this health care bill?
Not good.
Well, no. It showed that not only were they paid for, but we also saved $1 trillion.
Right.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that little known fact was passed over by a lot of folks. Well, that $1 trillion is needed to fund the tax cuts in the next budget reconciliation bill that would require only 51 votes and allow us to drop the corporate rate from 35 to 15 or 20 and reduce the rates and the tax brackets.
It has to happen
or none of it will be able to happen. They'll have to go back to the drawing board and start over and figure out how can we get 8 Democrats to side with us and still manage to keep all of our side in line.
Do you think that these congressmen and senators can chew gum and walk at the same time? Can they do 2 bills?
We're fixing to find out. Believe me, they already had this.
No, we're going to find out, and they should be able to.
They already had this planned out. They just, I guess, somebody forgot to tell the Freedom Caucus. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back. Abe Katzman is going to join us live from Jerusalem. I hope you will be with us as well.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same. Soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a bit heavier on I-4. Eastbound delays from Sand Lake to the Turnpike, and then heavy John Young Parkway to Princeton. Fairbanks to 436, still slow and slow at the bridge. Westbound to slow and go from Ivanhoe to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike at the Beach Line and heavy past 192. We've got a Beach Line eastbound accident near I-Drive. Delays both directions there. And new crashes. Colonial at Rouse Lake Road. Alafaya Trail south of University and 436 at the 408. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer.
All right, that music can only mean one thing, and that means it is time for our weekly visit with Abe Katzman, coming to us live tonight once again from Jerusalem. Abe, how you doing this evening?
I am doing just fine. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks. Real quick, I know you caught the tail end of what we were talking about going into the break. Just real quick, what was your thoughts as the health care plan was pulled last week and now seems to be back in play?
I actually didn't catch what you were saying. I do. Well, look, I was very sympathetic with the Freedom Caucus all along, but I know that there are political realities. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this, but I'm not up on it enough to say anything brilliant.
Okay.
All right, that's a very fair answer, don't you think, Chris?
Okay. That was brilliant in and of itself.
Now, we know a lot of people come in and don't know anything about it.
So. Yeah, you know, he was at Socrates.
That's
he
good.
Said,
yeah.
The one who does really knows that he doesn't know. All right, let's start then with political realities in Israel. Last we spoke, you were telling us about, and by the way, this hasn't gotten any media play over here that I can see, that Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition, he may want to call for early elections. How's that going this week?
Yeah, it's interesting what's happening. There's this coalition crisis is apparently still brewing, although the heat seems to be turned down on it. It doesn't seem to be as imminent a crisis as everybody was thinking last week. There are talks of a compromise being worked out. I don't know what's holding it up, but they haven't executed anything yet. So it's I don't know if anything is going to happen, certainly not before the Passover holiday, which is in a couple of weeks, and things politically kind of wind down the week before that. So we'll see what happens.
In the meantime, Mike Pence spoke before AIPAC. That's the American-Israeli, is it Political Action Committee? On Sunday, and he brought up the issue of moving the embassy again. Did that get much play over there, and does that help or hurt right now, given the domestic political situation there?
Well, this was something that was very well received. To begin with, Mike Pence, everybody knows, is a true friend of Israel. When he says things, he says very positive stuff about the U.S.-Israel relationship, and people know that he means it. He's real. Now, you've got AIPAC is always an interesting situation. You've got politicians, and remember that an awful lot of these people are politicians first, and they're coming there and doing all kinds of cheerleading. It's very good for the participants to strengthen and unify their commitment to Israel and to think that everything's going well. But a lot of these people just, you know, they'll say anything. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, they made very pro-Israel speeches at the AIPAC conference in the past.
Right.
Barack Obama said, you know, that he would ensure that Israel can defend itself from any threat and that Jerusalem would remain the capital of Israel and would remain undivided. He had an unshakable commitment to Israel's security. I mean, it was rousing pro-Israel stuff that got everybody to say, hey, he's not going to be so bad.
Wrong.
And we saw what that was worth.
Yep, right.
Wrong, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so terrible. Mike Pence's words carry much more weight, power, if you will, than theirs did.
Yeah, I think so. And I think that his, there's, for one thing, he's just a sincere guy to begin with. He's not slippery like a lot of these other people are.
You know,
and when he says, you know, with passion and heartfelt, that he stands without apology for Israel and always will, when he says that if there's one thing that nobody will ever doubt. If the world knows nothing else, the world will know this. America stands with Israel. And he says that kind of stuff, and people know that he means it.
All right.
Oh, I think that's terrific. We got some military questions for you after the break, though.
Yeah. So please stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you would like to peruse Abe Katzman's website, you can find it at abekatzman, that's with an S, .com. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer and on a delayed basis on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network.
FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A Russian billionaire who is close to President Vladimir Putin says he is willing to take part in U.S. congressional hearings to discuss his former business relationship with President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. Oleg Deripaska says he's making the offer to defend his reputation and name. declaring the start of a new era in energy production. President Trump has signed an executive order Tuesday that he says would revive the coal industry and create jobs. The move makes good on his campaign pledge to unravel former President Barack Obama's plan to curb global warming. Environmental activists, including former Vice President Al Gore, denounced the plan. But Trump says the effort is about bringing back our jobs, bringing back our dreams, and making America wealthy again. On Wall Street, the Dow by 150 points to 20,701. The NASDAQ rose 35. The S&P advanced 17. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. The president has signed off on rolling back Obama climate change initiatives. Get your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store and catch up on everything. One of the two children left in critical condition after a deadly shooting rampage in Sanford yesterday has now died. 8-year-old Brandon Christian is now the second person who's died from that rampage. His mother was killed yesterday and his younger brother is still in critical condition. The man accused of the shooting, 31-year-old Alan Cash, was denied bond by a judge this afternoon. The beach line back open after smoke from a brush fire caused troopers to partially close the highway this morning. The beach line was closed from State Road 520 in East Orange County to I-95 in Cocoa due to visibility issues. Warm and windy conditions have caused at least 6 brush fires in Central Florida, and there's no rain in sight. A new bill on the table in the Florida legislature would increase penalties for illegal immigrants committing serious and violent crimes. A bill just like it has already passed 2 committees in the Senate. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound, slow at the beach line to the turnpike and heavy. John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. Fairbanks to 436 is still slow, and 417 to the bridge is heavy. Westbound, backups from Fairbanks to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the turnpike and heavy past 192. 408 eastbound, Pine Hills to I-4 is heavy and it's slow at the 417. And if you're traveling 436 this afternoon from 434 all the way down to the airport, you're heavy. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Here comes Johnny! WCW World Television
wrestling champion, Johnny B. Bad. It's a good day to be a bad man, but it's even a better day to listen to the American Adversaries. You better listen. Don't let me come and get you, because it's going to be a blessing to teach you a lesson.
Johnny B. Bad.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Love that promo. All right, that bump is it is. All right, I am Christopher Hart, along with Michael McBath. We're here live in the studio, the Relax and Comfort Studio. If all this stuff in the news gets you wound up, head over to the Relax and Comfort store in Winter Park Village. Sit down in one of those Panasonic massage chairs, and it'll shake the tension right out of you, or it'll squeeze it right out of you.
Oh, I know. But, and now, is there music pipe into the place?
Well, if you get to go into the Serenity Room, it is.
And then that's where, well, if
that's
you're in our contest, you get a bag.
Go. That's right.
But we got to take coffee out of the bag, because that'll make them too hyper.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
I'm going with vodka.
We'll give you the week's contest rules for Thursday coming up here shortly. In the meantime, we do have still on the line with us Abe Katzman, coming to us from Jerusalem, where it's midnight over there. And Abe, the administration, not just Mike Pence, but Nikki Haley, they continue to talk tough in the UN in favor of Israel. That, too, must be pretty refreshing, I would think.
Yeah, that's almost as refreshing as the Serenity Room. I'll tell you, this whole region should be sentenced to sit in there for a little while.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Don't overheat.
Calm everyone down a little bit.
Good.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Nikki Haley, as far as Israel goes, is a star. She has been, and I don't think it's just Israel. I mean, I know she... At AIPAC, first, she got a standing ovation just at the mention of her name.
Wow.
People are so impressed with her no-nonsense approach.
I like
she
it.
Is she's following through. They are just not going to put up with the with this kangaroo court that is constantly sort of their reason for existence seems to be to. Pass one resolution after another against Israel, and she is putting an end to it. It's incredible. There was already one UN report claiming that Israel was apartheid and proving that it was apartheid. This sort of thing used to happen, and this time she got it removed. She got the Secretary General to agree to remove it. The author was fired. This stuff doesn't happen. Those are people who usually get raises. I think the UN Human Rights Commission, which is the biggest joke, is now on notice that they better change their game, or there are going to be consequences. And what's interesting is that other countries even are following the U.S.'s lead. Suddenly the U.K., which, remember, voted for Resolution 2334, the Obama resolution at the end of the resolution against Israel and the settlements and in Jerusalem that Obama either engineered or allowed to pass. And the U.K. had voted for it also. And now, even before the latest terror attack they suffered, they have come along and they're making some extremely pro-Israel noises diplomatically. So, you know, the real thing that the lesson you learn from this, you look at someone like this and you think, why couldn't Barack Obama have done this? You know, why couldn't his administration have done this?
Real simple, he didn't want to, Abe.
He didn't want to.
That's it.
But you put your foot down and you mean it, and you're the United States of America, and you carry some weight, and you can change things. You can make people understand that the rules of the game have changed, and you're not going to get away with that stuff anymore.
You know, the sad thing about the Obama approach is it actually encourages peace not to be achieved. It encourages the bad guys. It encourages them to hold out for more. It gives them the false hope that now we got the United States on our side, now we can put it to Israel. And that just makes the situation worse. It does not make it better. When the United States makes it very clear that Israel is and was and ever shall be, then we can truly start from a point to negotiate. But when it backs away or vacillates on that, the bad guys get the wrong idea and bad things happen.
I think that's absolutely right, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Palestinian leadership, wouldn't give an inch and was just waiting for America to force Israel to make concession after concession just to get the Palestinians to the negotiating
right.
table. I think you're going to see the leadership getting a little bit nervous and thinking maybe they've got to start talking seriously about some kind of deal. Now, I don't know what they'll talk about, because when it comes down to it, they will refuse to recognize the existence of Israel as a Jewish state under any borders, with any it's not about a settlement, it's not about Jerusalem, it's not about the Temple Mount. That's always been the problem. So I don't know just where they'll go, but they may feel that it's in their interest to at least come to the table and at least act like they're sincere, instead of playing the double game they were doing under Obama, where they were negotiating and then, in the meantime, organizing unification with Hamas.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
Yeah, well, they're dealing with a real deal maker this time. Speaking of the Palestinians, Hamas group, Palestinian group, they're vowing revenge against Israel. Tell us why.
Well, there was an assassination in the Gaza Strip of a man named Mezan Fukaha, who nobody really remembers the names of these people. They're all kind of interchangeable.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He was a bad guy. He was a senior commander of Hamas's military wing, and he is somebody who had engineered a suicide bombing back in 2002, which killed 9 Israelis and wounded 38. And I mention that because, you know, we often just look at the number killed. So many of these 38 they're maimed for life.
Right.
And, you know, that happens.
Right.
The numbers are multiplied when you don't just look at the numbers killed.
Right.
Anyway, he was captured by Israel, sentenced to life plus 50 years, but he was released in the Gilad Shalit deal. So he's a guy with some operational knowledge and experience. He was a valuable asset to Hamas, and suddenly he was shot very professionally, apparently, by 4 shots to the head with a gun with a silencer, according to whatever witnesses there were.
Now, of course,
assumed to be Israel,
right.
No guarantee, and Israel doesn't say yes or no with these things. So, and Hamas doesn't need an excuse to take revenge against Israel. Their existence is to take revenge against Israel.
Right.
So I'm not so worried about the
threat.
Know, now. Oh, now they're really going to dislike Israel? What is, you know?
Well, hats off if it was an Israeli operation. But that's, I mean, they have their own infighting going on too, don't they?
Sure. And there are different groups there also. There's the Islamic Jihad. Is active there, and there are people. There's ISIS, which is possibly trying to infiltrate. There are a lot of different. There's always a lot of movement in these things. I always say, when you look at the Middle East, and when you look at all the different groups and the interactions, and who's friends with who, who's enemies with who, you know, it's like looking at a computer screen that you can read it. You can read what's on the surface, and it might make sense, but don't think that you understand what's going on underneath. Don't think you know what's going on in the inner workings of the, you know, down at the microchip level.
Right.
Abe, another question is, I saw yesterday that Iran, their little attack ships, surrounded the USS George H.W. Bush supercarrier off the Strait of Hormuz, and there was a couple other of our warships following it. But we did send some U.S. helicopters up in the air to hover virtually over these little they call them attack ships.
Fast
boats. You know, but you just wonder, when is something terrible going to break out? You know, because you're pushing, and our boats were in international waters. You know, we weren't in violation of any, you know, limit or anything like that. And they were out there. And then today we see North Korea a couple days ago, again, began testing their engines, you know, for sophisticating their attack system missile-wise. And now North Korea is supposed to set off a nuclear. They expect tests in the next few days. You know, we got some problems.
Oh, we've got some real problems. And one of the questions is, after eight Obama years, how capable we are of confronting some of these things. So I don't think any of us know the answers. But I think that, you know, Donald Trump, I think, is somebody who I wouldn't be surprised if, at least on his, you know, his secret to-do list, is getting rid of the North Korean government. It really wouldn't surprise me. He's the sort of person who I think would look at them and say, what are we putting up with these people for?
Yeah, and you know how I think he might go about doing that? I think that's a brilliant insight. I think he might try to leverage the Chinese to do it. And
there'd be a big reward.
Perhaps.
Economically.
Perhaps. I don't know. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised either, now that you mentioned that, Abe, because he thinks big, right?
Yeah.
He thinks big.
Yeah.
And if you really want to solve that problem, you got to get rid of the regime.
The main man.
That's right.
This is a dangerous character.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it was one thing. It's one thing if they're just, you know, in starving their own people.
Right.
That's bad enough.
Right.
But when they're really becoming a menace to the world, when they have nuclear capability and they're getting closer and closer with their whatever missile technology they have to being able to put the two together, you're talking about a threat that there is no reason why anybody should be putting up with it.
Yeah, hey, but don't you think too? But they just have to be working with Iran in this whole deal. I mean, I would
Absolutely.
Have to believe it's an exchange of product.
Yes, I think so. And in fact, I think we might have spoken about it last week that you know, there have been the last weapons convoy that Israel attacked that was being brought into Hezbollah apparently was North Korean missiles. With some fairly sophisticated stuff. So those were the reports. Again, does anyone really know? Are the people, let's put it this way, are the people who are talking people who know? I don't know. But those were the reports.
Okay. One last thing before we let you go, Abe, and I didn't give you a heads up on this, but I caught a report in one of the media outlets over here that there was a sacred site that was restored and just reopened. Am I remembering that wrong? In Jerusalem? I wish I had the article in front of me.
I don't know if there was something new. Well, they've reopened. They're trying to save, you know, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the area that was, you know, by the which is the traditional burial place of Jesus.
Jesus, right.
So they've done all sorts of restoration. Now they're worried that the whole foundation was all built on over rubble, and the whole thing might not survive. I think the thing was built 1,500 years ago, the church, but it's been standing this long. I'm not sure what's gonna, you know, what would bring it down now, but they apparently are worried about it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Abe. Once again, it's always an education to talk to you.
Thanks, Abe. We appreciate it.
All right.
It's great, though, to get his viewpoint from over there.
That's Abe Katzman. He comes to us live from Jerusalem.
Yep.
And once again, you can check out his website, Abe Katzman, that's with an S, .com, or we're linked on our website with him at AmericanAdversaries.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll pick up the conversation from there. We'll get into our contest rules for this week.
Warm up for Thursday.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So please stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound, slow at the beach line to the turnpike and heavy. John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. Fairbanks to 436 is still slow, and 417 to the bridge is heavy. Westbound, backups from Fairbanks to Michigan. John Young Parkway to the turnpike and heavy past 192. 408 eastbound, Pine Hills to I-4 is heavy and it's slow at the 417. And if you're traveling 436 this afternoon from 434 all the way down to the airport, you're heavy. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Separated. All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. The American Adversaries, where we separate fact from fiction, truth from lies, and the real news from the fake news. All right, before we get back to the real news, of course, you know Thursdays around here are contest Thursdays, and Mike's come up with another doozy.
Well, I think it's always fun. I know last week we were referencing our listeners to go to a 800 number to call your congressman.
Well, it was a 202 number.
Or 202, you know, 800-202, to call your congressman or senator and leave a message.
Right.
I actually thought about that. Leave a message. Would I like to leave a message to a number of these senators and congressmen?
Right.
So our contest is going to be very simple. What message would you leave for? Now, you fill in the blank. Maybe Nancy Pelosi, maybe Chuck Schumer, on his or her after six congressional or Senate phone answering service. So you feel very comfortable in laying the message out for them. My message might be, and this is a guy I really despise, Chuck, it's Mikey. Stop working against America. You need three transplants, Chuck. Brain, hair, and country. Have a good day, Chuck. But come up with your message that you could leave on the phone line to help make America better.
All right. Okay. And, of course, you're playing for a great prize package. And, of course, this contest is Thursday. And did you see what Schumer did last night in that restaurant,
Chris,
in New York?
I can't believe
it. Now, this isn't a restaurant that you go in.
No, this is one of your top. This is like a Del Frisco's.
And you have to be like a club member or something, there, don't you?
This is the upper. Yeah. And Chuck, I mean, can you imagine the audacity of that guy? He approached this lady who he knew, the husband and the wife. The husband had been, I guess, a Clinton big-time contributor,
everything. Democrat donor, right.
And he knew the wife. She was the smartest of the two. She had voted for Trump. So when they were walking out, he actually popped up out of his chair and pursued them.
Well, he made them leave because he was berating them.
Well, I mean, yeah, they just said, I'm leaving because he's embarrassing.
He was berating the couple because the wife had voted for Trump, and he knew about it
somehow. And they virtually said he was yelling at him.
Right. So such that they decided to get up and leave, and he followed them out the door.
But how? I mean, here you are, supposed to be a high-quality oh, no, you're not. Let me take that back. That was a
It's too bad the wife's husband didn't handle it.
I'd like to see him punch him out just some.
When I was a senior in high school,
right.
I was a busboy at the old Harley Hotel downtown.
I remember the Harley.
Right right across from Lake Eola Bandshell.
Yep, that's right.
It's condominiums now.
Right.
I was a busboy there, and one night there was a commotion in the dining room, and I went out there to see what was going on, and some man at a table was berating the wife of a man at another table, and the husband of that wife got up and went over and said, "You better shut your mouth. I'm going to shut it for you, partner." Well, and I about ended it.
I mean, I would have loved to see the guy Dex Schumer. I mean,
that's
can you
what
imagine
I'm saying,
that?
Yeah, but
I mean, the audacity of this guy to do this to a guy—they said they were high quality people and everything.
Well, the husband evidently is the son of the founder of CBS.
Yeah,
not CBS News, CBS.
Yeah, like a few bucks. You're right. This guy, huge money. And how stupid is he anyway? Because how about maybe the guy might have thought, you know, down the road, you people are putting up a pretty good platform. I'll give you some money. Not going to happen ever again, Chuck. You're pretty stupid, buddy.
But it just is indicative of the fact that it is not just the snowflakes out there who are all twisted out of shape.
It's leaders.
And it's the fish is stinking from the top down. And,
it really is.
Right.
It's terrible.
Which is, you know, gets back to this whole thing over what the Republicans are trying to do in Congress right now. Mm-hmm. They're trying to do all this via budget reconciliation so they don't have to deal with these idiot Democrats.
Right. I mean, if they get their act together, we could smoothly get it done. They can make all the comments they want from the side, but we go forward, and then when we want to pound them, we'll pound them. But let's get the job done.
Exactly.
For America.
Exactly. And the tax cuts with the health care, elimination of the Obama tax cuts and the savings and the changes that they make in Medicaid, those things are worth pursuing with 51 votes. Get them while you can get them. We can always come back for more.
And
you know,
Chris,
that's
I
what
wish
the Democrats
that was
do.
Clear, you know, by all the media. I guess maybe they didn't want to make it clear, you know, this tax aspect, you know, of Obamacare. If it had been clear, maybe the public would have been more tolerant at this temporary failure, we'll call it.
That's a good point. I think, actually, the Republicans decided not to make it a big issue.
It is a big issue.
That the Democrats would be able to use it against the bill. The problem with that is then nobody really knew what they were doing and what was going on, so nobody trusted them, and you had a very low approval rating for this thing.
Right.
I guarantee if they'd have explained it more fully, like we've tried to do here, you would have had a substantially higher approval rating and a much bigger chance of it passing through and people being happy with it once it did.
Yep.
And understanding that it's not the end. And in politics, it never is the end. I guarantee if we got everything we wanted today, tomorrow the Democrats would be working hard to take it away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way politics is. So you got to take what you can get while you can get it. You know, it's called incrementalism. It means taking it step by step. Okay, you can't get everything today, but you can get something today.
Sort of like that song, you can't always get what you want. Okay, Nick, hit it.
But you try sometime. You might find.
No, but isn't that so true? That should be the song for the Republicans. You know,
why do you think Trump's been playing that?
Yeah.
He still plays it.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. You know, I agree 100%.
He is more a real politician than all these so-called politicians. Because they're all caught up in their grandiose ideas, which is okay. I mean, that's part of why they're there. But at some point, you got to make a deal. And you got to make a deal with the hand you've been dealt.
Yep.
And the hand the Republicans... You know, I heard another talk show host this morning. Why can't they do everything they said they wanted to do? They've got the House, they've got the Senate, they've got the White House. Yeah, but they don't have 60 votes in the Senate. They don't have a supermajority, and you got a lot of weak-kneed Republicans even at that. It's this is political reality, not political fantasy. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Do I hear it?
I know. Is this the message?
Did I hear it?
This is directed to you, all your Republican congressmen sitting there in Washington having a martini after five.
That Nicholas Cicero, he's the best, isn't he?
I mean, he's awesome.
All right. We'll be back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Hour number two coming up next. And don't forget, Larry Elder, the great Eldersky, comes up after us at 7 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017, will be remembered
as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Intro.
Yeah.
All right, we are back, and we're raring to go for hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. All right, let me cut right through and get down so we can get down to business. We're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And we'll be on a delayed basis tonight at midnight Eastern Time on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. And we invite you Red Nation Rising Radio Network listeners to listen to us live at AM660TheAnswer.com, 5 to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday Eastern Time. All right. And by the way, also on Sunday night, 5 to 8. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll get to the day's news, but in the meantime, we have some breaking news coming out involving the Democratic National Committee. We couldn't believe this when we first saw it.
I know. I actually, like you, I thought another fake news, right?
Yeah.
But listen to this story. The Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez has launched a major overhaul of the party's organization, which has been stung by recent crisis. And the DNC has requested resignation letters from all current staffers. He said the mass resignation letters will give Perez a chance to completely remake the DNC headquarters from scratch. Staffing has already reached unusually low following a round of post-election layoffs in December.
Hallelujah.
Bye-bye. So long.
Well,
farewell.
I hate to say it, but that's probably the smartest thing the guy could do.
I agree with you, Chris. With
all
the internal
trash.
Dissension, even within your own party, start over, make sure they're loyal to you.
And I might want to remind some of you listeners that during the campaign, when the leaked emails were coming out, John Podesta emails and all of that, there were a number of reports that said that those weren't coming from the Russians. They were coming from within the DNC. that someone from within the DNC was leaking them. So, yeah, they had a real problem over there, and I hate to say it, but that was actually a very smart move on his part. Of course, if Trump had done something like that, he would be called a tyrant.
Yeah, he's caused unemployment. Right. He ruined people's lives.
Right? Yeah, but in fact, the opposite is true. Donald Trump is not a tyrant, but he is doing a lot of things to improve people's lives in this country. He went over to the EPA offices today and did away with Obama's climate change regulations at the EPA, and an unnecessary burden, and primarily on our energy industry. He was surrounded by people from the coal industry.
Yeah.
And here's one of the worst-kept secrets in the energy business. Coal is a clean energy. Let me repeat that. Coal is a clean energy. We have proven it right here in Orlando, Florida, with the Curtis Stanton Orlando Utilities Commission's power plant, which when they're burning coal, the only thing that comes out of that doggone thing is steam.
Mm-hmm.
No smoke. No smoke. Not a little bit, not filtered. No smoke.
What I like, too, is he announced they're going to cut the EPA's budget by $2.6 billion. And, you know, that's really going to personnel. And I would bet at least 80% of that personnel is attorneys who are used to harass every major industry and minor corporation in this country. So, as he said, it's the end of the thieves of America prosperity. You know, we've had enough.
The EPA, which, by the way, listening to Michael Medved today, I wasn't aware of this. It was actually created by executive order.
Yeah, I know.
Richard Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it can be done away with by executive order.
Well,
but that may not happen too soon, but it is, in essence, a law enforcement agency. Right?
But, yeah, plus I like seeing Rick
It writes
Perry,
its own regulations and then enforces them via the courts, and they can arrest you and will arrest you. Ask the people at the Gibson Guitar Factory.
And as I said, did Trump make this promise? Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Did he keep it?
He sure
did. Yes, he did.
By the way, Ford announced today they're going to invest $1 billion in three factories to keep them up and running and to produce more F-150s and Broncos. And that'll ensure a number of jobs, good manufacturing jobs, stay in America.
It'll also assure the fact that these Democratic voters, which, you know, there's plenty of them up in Michigan, wonder who they're going to vote for.
Well,
with all these jobs coming back, and why aren't they wondering, why wasn't this done for us as the workers the last 7-8 years?
All I can say is that people in coal country, they are now, at least for a generation, Trump supporters.
Yep.
Because they don't like what Obama did to them, and they do like what he has done for them.
And with the Ford situation, like you brought up, but the $1.2 billion, imagine, I mean, that's because of Trump, even though it's been indirectly, they had made commitments, but it's still Trump brings it to a head, gets the money there, gets the people jobs, and causes more prosperity for everybody else that's not associated with Ford.
Let's just say it makes it a whole lot easier in the boardroom to make that decision.
You got it.
All right, with this guy as president.
That's terrific.
The optimism numbers have come out. Consumer optimism at record highs. Levels we haven't seen for many, many years, prior to Obama, even. And so
that was depressionism.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the enthusiasm with the changes that we put into effect last November is still there and growing. And the market turned around today. It had gone 8 days on a losing streak.
Yes, it was up 151 points, which is nice to see.
It ended up
151.
And why do you suppose it did that?
Well, there was hints about health care.
Yeah.
The game may start again.
Yeah.
There's 9 innings to a game. We've only played one.
How about that?
So that really boosted the market up. Plus the fact that, you know, oil popped up over $48. Oil had been struggling here a little bit.
Yeah.
Gold popped down. The other thing we mentioned in the earlier part of the show was, and people keep this in mind, is, you know, there's only about 4,000 publicly listed companies out there today that trade on the exchanges, where in 1996 there was 8,000. Now, it's called supply and demand. A lot of money seeking lesser amount, right? And, you know, all pension plans and profit-sharing plans who constantly make contributions, people, IRAs, you know, you got a lot of money changing lesser amount of stocks than you did in 1996. So that in its own self can support a market. Not that I'm going to claim there isn't going to be a sell-off, But that's a factor that's out there many people have not even considered.
All right. Okay. So the bull run may not yet be long. Mm. It may yet be long to go.
Yeah. There may be some reasonable upside at this
point.
All
right. Let's get a couple of phone calls in here while we have a chance in this segment of the show. Rick has been patiently waiting. Thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
how
Rick.
You doing? I think that the Congress went around this bass backwards. They should have proposed that Jim Jeffers' bill to totally repeal Obamacare, and when or if it didn't pass, then bring out this other plan. They'd have gotten more support from the conservatives and moderates than they got, and it would have also, if it didn't pass, it would have also threatened the Democrat senators that are coming up for election.
Yeah, I can see the logic in your reasoning. I think that the reason that they, and I'm just speculating, but I think the reason that they didn't do that is they have a May deadline to get this through the budget reconciliation process. And they probably thought that that might have extended it and they couldn't meet that deadline. But you might be right that if they'd have done that first, it might have actually made it easier to get this through. But they're working against the deadline, and if they don't get that deadline, the big tax cut plan is not going to happen. So they need to get moving. Thanks, Rick, and thank you for your patience. I really do appreciate that. Dave, you're up next, and then we have to take a break. Dave, thanks for calling.
Yes, Mike, have a quick question for you.
All right, Dave.
I was listening to a radio show this morning, but I forget which one, but they were talking about the Democrats filibustering everything. I butchered the word, but
we get
April 27th or 29th, if they don't get a CR or a budget passed, the Democrats' word is that they're going to shut down the government. Question I have for you, what impact short-term on the market do you foresee if they shut down the government for any length of time?
You know, I think that's sort
days,
of
5 days, what have you.
Dave, I think that's sort of a gut-feeling response. My feeling is shutting down the government, I don't think it'll have a great deal. All it does is just show that, again, you know, you don't have a group of people that get along. But it is a case that, you know, remember the last time we shut down the government? You know, I just think it will not collapse the market or anything of that nature, because I think the market looks at something like that. They know that the government's going to open back up again. They know that this is a political play. They know that this is going to be extremely short term. So, you know, would I myself jump out because there might be a little, let's say, drop off? Look what just happened with the healthcare situation. Remember, just go back a week ago, Dave, when they all said the market was going to really take a hit if this healthcare didn't get through, because that's the end of Trump's capabilities of, you know, running a government in a smooth fashion. Well, it didn't happen. So my answer to that is, you know, again, you know, my feeling is, you know, I don't think you'll see any great trauma. You'll see maybe a minimal sell-off, but nothing exciting.
Keep your eye on the long,
right?
The long,
yeah, and
outlook.
The long haul,
right.
And also watch your interest rates.
Right, that's right.
Yep.
Hey, Dave, excellent question.
Thanks for calling, Dave.
We appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have got Trevin Adams on, and he is promoting some live wrestling right here in Orlando, in Fern Park, as a matter of fact, Castleberry.
Whoa.
And we've got some free tickets, compliments of Trevin, to give away.
That's
so stick
better.
Around.
Yeah.
We will be
That's
right
great.
Back. We are the voice to be reckoned with. We are the Titans of Talk Radio, and we're live, and we'll be back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us, and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces, or arches, or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special. All
at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentoStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That is Charlotte Flair's theme music, and she'll be performing this week at WrestleMania.
Chris, everybody's pumped up WWE, right?
Well, not only that, but there's a lot of other great live wrestling going on this week, mm-hmm. too, that you can take advantage of.
Like a warm-up.
Hors d'oeuvre. This stuff is the real deal, and the nice thing about this is you get up and close and personal with it.
And many of the stars will evolve.
That's right.
Got to start somewhere.
All right. We are now talking to the ambassador of the World Wrestling Network, Trevin Adams. Trevin, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, gentlemen, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. First of all, tell us a little bit about the World Wrestling Network. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, sorry to cut you off. I was going to say, was the Evolve comment a pun on purpose? That was actually well done.
All right. Well, thank you, Trevin.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is the World Wrestling Network?
So that's a great question, because it's probably a little more complex than it's meant to be. But really, it's an umbrella we have of multiple professional wrestling brands. We're also involved in production as well, beyond just our own brands. But it goes back all the way to the beginning of the 2000s. And one of the first brands under the WWE umbrella was Full Impact Pro. If you guys have heard of FIP, going back again, I think around 2003 is when that kicked off, albeit a few shows had happened, known as World Wrestling Network Productions. And, you know, when DVDs were still relatively new and when the internet wasn't ready for it yet, we tried an online network and all that good stuff. But it grew, and as you joked, evolved. Dragon Gate USA popped up, and then the Evolve brand around 2010. We have an all-women's brand known as Shine Wrestling. Then American Combat Wrestling, a group from the West Coast of Florida, joined the family. And there's a whole bunch of different groups we're affiliated with. And, you know, we stream their products on a website called WWNLive.com.
All right. So you can check it out at WWNLive.com. And speaking of WWN Live, you got four live events this week here in Central Florida. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these will
Believe it or not, it's more like 12.
Oh, is that right?
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I kid you not, guys.
All right. Anyway, he's graciously and generously given us a pair of tickets to each of these four particular events to give away tonight. And what we'll do is tonight we'll give away two pairs, and tomorrow night we'll give away two pairs. Is that okay?
That sounds perfect. Yep. And what we'll do is, you know, you guys give me the names. I'll have them waiting at will call for folks.
Okay. So here's what we got. Now, these will all be at the Orlando Live Event Center, which is formerly the High Life Fronton in Fern Park, Castleberry.
Oh, that's a great venue.
Oh, it's terrific for this. It's a beautiful building.
Wow.
And once again, you'll be up close and personal with the action. And it'll be Thursday night for the Evolve 80. So what's Evolve 80?
So throughout the weekend, you know, there's going to be multiple brands, but Evolve really is, from a WWN point of view, it's our premier brand. And a lot of guys, if you are familiar with, I know you guys are, but, you know, for people who may be more casual wrestling fans, if you turn on Monday Night Raw right now or SmackDown or even the WWE Network, you're seeing a lot of guys that this time last year were on these very shows. former Cruiserweight champion Rich Swann, sitting out this time last year on these shows. Johnny Gargano from NXT. Again, this is the system he came up through. Drew Gulak, Tony Nese, the names go on, right? So of all babies, an opportunity to get to see these guys before they've really made it to that next level, or guys who have been there and they went on to do really greater things than what they have gotten to do. Guys like Drew Galloway, formerly known as Drew McIntyre. So of all babies, an opportunity to get introduced to really all of our talent and set the tone for the weekend. With the top match being our champion, Zack Sabre Jr. You may remember him from the WWE Cruiserweight Classic. He made it to the Final Four.
Yep.
And Zack just won the championship about a month ago in New York City. First defense against a guy named ACH, who's been, you know, signed with us recently in WWE.
Yeah.
And you know, joined back up, used to be one of our guys many years ago, has come back really kind of skyrocketing up in the rankings, if you will. And this could be the beginning of a big thing for ACH and set the tone for the weekend when it comes to both Zach and ACH. They have matches announced into Evolve 81, which is one of the other events we have the ticket giveaway, as well as our WWN Super Show Mercury Rising 2017. Nice. So a title change anytime really can have some serious implications.
Okay, so real quick, you got Evolve 80, which is Thursday night at 8 o'clock. You got Evolve 81 Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. You
mm-hmm.
have the Shimmer Women Athletes. This will be Saturday at noon. And
correct.
Then you have the Super Show, Mercury Rising, Saturday at 8 p.m. So what we'll do is today we'll give you the option. First two callers, 407-774-8255. You pick the event and you would like a pair of tickets to go to. Thursday night, Friday afternoon at 4, Saturday at noon, or Saturday evening at 8 p.m. And once again, now if people can't get the tickets here from us, how can they get their own tickets, Trevin?
Great question. So all the info, in fact, the numerous shows, like you pointed out, you know, it's more than four, it's all the way up to 12, morethanmania.com, because indeed, and we mean this in the most complimentary way, there's more going on than WrestleMania. You know, WrestleMania is what you're coming to town for if you're not a local, or if you live here. It is the Super Bowl of wrestling. You need to check it out. It's going to be phenomenal. But there's so much more going on in parallel beyond just what WWE is offering as well. So that's the collection point of really all the info, morethanmania.com. Of course, WWNLive.com for more information on the particular brands that, you know, we promote. It has more details on cards. You know, I already mentioned Drew Galloway earlier. He's having a rematch against Matt Riddle, for instance. You know, that's going to be a heck of a match. There's a lot of matches sprinkled throughout the weekend. But we're really going to start to see the cards and see some of the other offerings. Like you already mentioned, Shimmer Women Athletes. So Shimmer is really, really a you know, in fact, it's a good pillar that you play Charlotte Flair's music. As I was coming on the air with you, because you look at the, you know, what they were calling the women's wrestling revolution, and you look to the beginnings of the, you know, you think mid-2000s, Shimmer was the place that was presenting women's wrestling as no-kidding wrestling, as competition. We weren't doing sex sells, we weren't doing just silly little matches here and there, a full show dedicated to the best women in the world, literally the world, practicing their trade. And it continues to this day. But if you don't live near Chicago in Berwyn, Illinois, you're not going to Shimmer Live unless you come to the WWN Live experience once a year. They, you know, one of our special guests, so to speak, they come perform as part of the WWN Super Show or WWN Live experience. I'm thinking up here, sorry. And you know, noon is a great time. Honestly, on Saturday, what else is going on there?
That's
start
right.
your day off right.
That's exactly right. Well, listen, Trevin, we got to go into a hard break. We appreciate it. Thank you for your generosity, and we'll continue to remind people about these events and WWNLive.com.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Once again, that's Trevin Adams. If you want some tickets to one of these great events, call right now, 407-774-8255, and you'll have the pick of the litter.
Do they serve beer?
Should have asked him.
Oh my God.
We'll be back.
Know that. Yeah.
So I can watch you. FM 105.5 at AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Amnesty International says a recent spike in civilian casualties in the Iraqi city of Mosul suggests the U.S.-led coalition is not taking adequate precautions to prevent deaths among non-combatants as its forces battle the Islamic State militant group. The International Human Rights Monitoring Group says in a report published Tuesday that Mosul points to an alarming pattern of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes, which have destroyed whole houses with entire families inside. The White House is following up its long-shot roster of budget cuts with a wish list of $18 billion in reductions, including cuts to medical research, infrastructure, and community development grants. Like President Trump's initial 2018 budget proposal, which was panned by both Democrats and Republicans earlier this month, the program has little chance to be enacted. On Wall Street, the Dow by 150 points, the NASDAQ rose 35. This is SRN News.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us, and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces, or arches, or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentoStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Trump HQ. Peel and replace doesn't come to a vote.
Obamacare, which is, you know, the message is still the same. It's a failing system, skyrocketing premiums and deductibles and fewer choices, but is now squarely in the hands of Democrats that own this. People who stood with Nancy Pelosi today understand that that system's going down, and the higher costs and the fewer choices that are going to continue to come of this bill are on their shoulders, not ours.
It's time to concentrate on tax reform and the budget. What's next? You'll get it all right here. Trump HQ. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer.
There he comes, Dead Man Walking. The Undertaker.
I always loved his manager, Paul Bearer?
Bearer, yes, Paul Bearer.
I mean, he looked at just was such a perfect act.
Is he dead?
No,
yeah, he passed away. He's actually a real part of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And by the way, the Undertaker's entrance to this music,
That's great.
Is no better entrance in all of entertainment than him coming down that ramp to this
music. I know. Yeah. And he's lasted this long, though. I mean, to last this long in professional wrestling, you are the king.
Yeah, well, he'll be performing Sunday night at WrestleMania. All right. By the way, we still have a pair of tickets to give away to one of the WWN wrestling events this week. You got your choice right now. The choice will go away as soon as people start taking these tickets. So you can go to a Thursday night event, Friday afternoon at 4. The Shimmer event, Saturday, and then...
That's the all-women one, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. How do they dress, Chris?
Well, you can use your imagination, Mike.
Oh.
And World Wrestling Network Super Show that night, Saturday night. So you got your choice of tickets, a pair of tickets free right now to the first two callers, and you'll have your choice until they go. All right, 407.
I know which one you're going to.
774-8255.
All right, let's go to Grant Malloy. We have him on the line right now. And by the way, you can also use that number to call to be on the show. Grant was on the show last night. Of course, he is the newly elected and now functioning Seminole County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. And the county commission was trying to grab some power away from him, as is given to him, bestowed on him duly by the Constitution. Grant Malloy, how you doing? And what happened this morning at the meeting?
Hey, Chris. Well, thanks for covering that last night. After I was on with you, the Sentinel came out with a story on it, and a lot of people showed up. There were about 10 people or so showed up. A lot of phone calls got in. You know, it was kind of hard to get there because it was at 9:30 in the morning.
Right.
And so I had a lot of emails and phone calls of support. And they did pass, and I think it's still a bad investment policy. It's not quite as bad as they originally proposed. It did a couple things that were good. One is it expanded investment options that my office could make, and those were things I recommended. And it took out that provision that you were reading last night where the chairman of the county commission would have the unilateral authority to invest things, which is my responsibility, so they took that part out. And they did agree to work with the my office on the selection of investment advisors that we both could trust and go out with an RFP, request for proposal on that. So those parts were promising, and I'm really appreciative of Brenda Carey. She was the only commissioner that would meet with me one-on-one. It was, you know, it was very frustrating trying to get things done when they don't even want to meet with you, but she did meet with me. But the bad thing is, in this scenario, there are still 12 times in this policy where it strikes the clerk's office and puts in a county investment advisor in its place. And those are simply unacceptable, and I stated that. And according to law, I don't see how that I can follow that. The process here is pretty simple. The county sets the portfolio, and then I carry out the day-to-day execution. So in other words, you know, if you put it in layman's terms, they tell me I have to buy so many cheeseburgers, and then I go out and I, you know, it can go to Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King, but I start working on that to fulfill that order.
Right.
And what they're basically saying with this policy is, hey, you're going to buy the cheeseburgers, and we're going to tell you which place you buy it at, what time and how much and this and that. And that becomes like a micromanagement and a takeover of my powers. And it gets rid of those checks and balances that exist under state law. The other thing they didn't address is this is an administrative code. They didn't really answer why this applies to me. Because the county charter clearly says the administrative code does not apply to constitutional officers. So I'm going to follow the parts that are legal and good and execute that and work with the commission. I would like to work with them on a common investment advisor we can both trust in, because I had absolutely zero input on the one that they've directed to tell me what to do. I had no part of that whatsoever. I haven't even spoken to them. So I think there's a better plan we could come up with in the future. I think the commission, at least they hinted that they were open to that. I still think it was a mistake to move forward on this today, but we can come up with a better plan.
Okay.
And to try to increase in, the revenues and protect the safety of the assets.
You said some people showed up and they got a number of phone calls. How did that go? Were they in your favor or against you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was 100%. Everybody showed up, and the emails I saw, everybody was saying protect the checks and balances. You know, this is a clerk's job. And again, what as I mentioned last night, you know, what I'm attempting to do is what clerks across the state of Florida do. You know, the county tells us what the portfolio can be, and then it's the clerk and comptroller's office that executes the day-to-day business of that. And they're kind of going off in a different direction that I'm not aware of a policy that's been written like this. It's quite.
Grant, do you actually select individual stocks?
Right now, it's a pretty broad thing. We do treasuries, mutual funds. There's option to do CDs. But, yes, it is our staff that does the trades.
Okay.
All right.
Well, keep us updated, okay?
I will, and I sure appreciate you putting light on this. And I'll keep protecting those checks and balances. Like I said last night, I work for the taxpayers, you know, not the county commission. I'm going to do what's right under the law and the Constitution.
Okay. Well, I hope our listeners were able to help you out. Thanks a lot, Grant. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. Okay. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Well, that's a big responsibility, Chris.
Oh, yeah. No, but that's why they assign that via the Constitution.
Yeah, let me tell you.
All right, that's why it shouldn't be played around with like they're trying to do.
It should not be played around.
All right, Roger is on the line. Roger, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, I'm Mike. How's it going? Thanks for a great show, and thanks for bringing Grant on last night and allowing me, his constituents, to help him out if possible there.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And then the last call reminded me that we need to be about us trying to reframe the narrative and take back our wording. They've scared us to death for all our lives that there was government shutdown. There's no government shutdown. The government's not shutting down. We know that. It's just a slowdown.
Roger, what I was thinking, if they shut the government down, Trump might like it so much that every month he'd probably say, let's shut it down 4 or 5 days. We can really save a lot of money, right?
You're on a four-day work week, yeah. But, you know, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. And I've fallen into the trap again. It is not a government shutdown, because even then the government continues to function.
Yeah, they have, right.
They come up with this great phrase, oh, it's only the non-essential. Well, if it's not essential, why are we paying for it?
Why are they there anyway?
Why are they even there to begin with?
Right. Good point, Roger. Good point.
Anyway, at a country show last Saturday, and you were talking about your new style of radio. That's another one. There's a lot more information that goes on than there is the four-letter word, which makes us look unintelligent. It's not talking BS. It's talking information.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know the four-letter word I'm trying to take out of there.
So. Yeah, we do. All right. Hey, great points. Excellent. Thank you, Roger, for listening on Saturdays, too. That's right. He's talking about our What's the Score show.
Fan. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, Roger.
Well, I'm a big fan of your What's the Score
Roger
show.
Roger is not just a true fan. Yeah. Roger is a member of the American Adversaries Army.
Oh,
and
wait a second.
He got his wife to buy him the membership for his birthday.
Wow.
Now, that is dedication.
That is great.
That makes me feel very,
well, you know what?
Very
he believes,
humble.
Though, in the principles of what we discuss. You know, we want to keep things going. We got to help Trump. We got to get America straightened out. Guys like Roger.
Absolutely. We have got great listeners. And by the way, another member of our American Adversaries Army just celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday, Frank. He thought it slipped by me.
Frank makes a fortune playing the horses. You know, he doesn't need us.
By the way, congratulations to Danny from Orlando. He is going to the Shimmer Show. And Lane from Winter Springs is going to the Super Show. So the tickets for the Saturday night events for the WWEN events are now taken, but we do still have the Thursday and Friday tickets that we'll give away on tomorrow's show. And by the way, you don't have to stop by here and get them or anything. You just show up and go to the will call, give your name, and in you go, in like Flint. Okay? So tomorrow night we'll give some more tickets away. By the way, Thursday we're going to have some special guests who are coming to town for WrestleCon.
Ooh.
Yeah?
Okay.
That's right. So, you know, we got we're going to have a lot of fun this week with the pro wrestling. Hey, but it's business around here, too.
The only thing I don't like about wrestling, I don't like it when the wrestler is smaller than the people in the audience. They always have to, I want either.
Unless it's the little people wrestling.
Yeah, you know what I mean? In other words, I want where some intimidating monster so the people in the audience don't feel like, hey, I want to get in a fight with this guy. You know, but I watch some of these shows, and a guy in a ring is like half the size of the people in the audience. This doesn't make any sense.
You go to these events, these WWE events, and you're going to see some monsters.
No.
You go to Pro Wrestling 2.0. They're getting ready to kick off here at 7 o'clock tonight down there on Goldenrod Road. You'll see some monsters.
They got some beasts.
They got some beasts. Okay. That's right. And, of course, the WWE got their own beast. And the beast incarnate is going to be there wrestling Goldberg.
No,
remember old Steve Goldberg?
Yeah, Goldberg, yeah. Well, you know, I think
he
played professional football for a little bit, too. Right.
He did, yeah.
And actually, didn't he play at Georgia, too? I think he also played.
I can't remember that.
I think he did. But he was, you know, he's a very good athlete. But
he is indeed.
There's a lot of them out there. I'll have to get him to join the Player Association, Chris.
He is the world champion.
Yeah. He's the world champion right now?
That's right.
Wow.
And he's got to go up against Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar.
I think he played football too. That was another one.
I believe he did at Oklahoma or somewhere like that. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Craig is up next. Craig, thank you for calling this evening.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Howdy.
Yeah, I think the health care bill being snuffed out is a blessing in disguise, because at this point, I think what we need to do is push the fare tax. Everybody call all the radio stations that you can and just push the fare tax. And as far as supplements go for health care, the employers will basically fill out a 1099 per year, or it could be quarterly, on how much every employee made. And then, of course, the employers have no deductions because there's no taxes. There's nothing. I mean, it's just the money that you make is the money that you make.
Yeah.
And it's actual freedom.
Well,
and as far as a prebate, I don't believe in a monthly prebate. I think it should be an annual, capped at $5,000 or so for as an average family of four. If you've got 10 kids, sorry, you still get $5,000.
Yeah. What Craig is talking about is provisions in the fare tax plan. And, it's a great plan. Here's the problem, though. It's going to take Congress.
And
that takes power out of their pocket.
I'm like you, but I just don't think realistically will happen.
Unfortunately, now I don't believe the votes are there, that you're going to need at least a supermajority in the Senate to pull this off, and a supermajority where most of them are very conservative, libertarian, even-minded people like you, Craig, yeah, like us. And what they're trying to do now, and believe me, I think what you're saying about this health care plan in terms of its advantages compared to the fair tax, it's not even close. But this is something that they could actually maybe get through here in short order. And but you're right, it is for the Freedom Caucus to have stood up against this. I think at the end of the day, something better will come out of that, but it's not going to be the fair tax. Not at this time. That's still something.
A little premature.
We got to continue to lay the groundwork for it, but I appreciate your call to our audience.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Roger Stone, the kind of infamous if you're a Democrat and kind of a hero if you're a Republican.
Yeah.
He had two attempted assassinations. One was polonium or something.
And a car.
Poison.
And a car.
And then the second one was a T-bone into the passenger side. Now, in order to facilitate a T-bone accident, that's coordination. You have to have at least two vehicles have to be involved, an observer and then the hit vehicle.
Right.
And now they left, okay? So that means that hit vehicle was strengthened. And Roger Stone almost died from that impact.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a hit-and-run accident.
When did that happen? A couple months ago?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
The car accident, the alleged poisoning was a couple months ago.
Where did it occur?
Ago.
What city?
I don't recall.
I don't know.
I don't recall. By the way, he was on CNN over the weekend and said...
I did see him.
Yeah, and said, hey, look, they want me to come talk about this Russian business. I'll be glad to do it. It's a bunch of horse, you know what.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Craig. God bless you. Appreciate you being out there. All right, we got to take a break. We come back. We got another phone caller. We see you.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we see you there, guy. All right, so stick around. 407-774-8255 is the number. And once again, this Saturday now, if you can't make the wrestling, you got the All British Car Show at Mead Gardens. This is a free event, a family event. The cars start arriving at 8. The show begins at 10. It culminates around 3 when they hand out the awards. Our own Rick Brown will be there.
You know what's great about Mead Gardens? You don't even need to show. It's so beautiful out there.
That's
I mean,
right.
It's a great place to go for a morning.
Especially a beautiful spring afternoon in Florida.
Great.
And then that evening at 6 o'clock, you're invited to join me at the 3rd Annual Wounded Officers Initiative Gala at the Ocoee Lakeshore Center. You can get your tickets and find out more about it at woundedofficersinitiative.org. Spell all that out, woundedofficersinitiative.org. We're the American Adversaries. Titans of Talk Radio coming right back at ye.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help. Get getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
All right, that's Donald Trump's entry theme.
I remember that when he was on there.
Yeah, on Raw. And he did a WrestleMania, I think it was.
He's in the Hall of Fame, right? They put him in the Hall of Fame?
WWE Hall of Fame. By the way, the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremonies this week are Friday night at the Amway Arena.
Did they announce who's being inducted?
Yeah, it's DDP.
Oh, DDP. Diamond Dallas Page. Did he have the snake?
No.
Diamond Dallas Page did the diamond cutter or whatever.
Jake the Snake.
Yeah,
that's right.
Jake the Snake with that, yeah.
That, and, you know, I can't think of the other ones off the top of my head who are being inducted.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that car crash with
Roger Stone.
Roger Stone was in Pompano Beach, Florida.
That's close to us.
It is.
Chris, be careful.
On the way home, that's right.
You know, there's another guy that's bad-mouthing.
All right. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. Frank, how you doing? Happy birthday.
Hey, Frank.
See, Mike, give him a verse.
Is this Frank's birthday?
It was a couple of days ago.
Oh, I do feel compelled about it.
Happy birthday, Frankie. Oh, you're feeling blue.
Okay, Frank, does that sound like a piano bar up in Niagara Falls?
I tell you, I have the privilege of having the man that holds the Guinness Book of World Records for being the furthest off key pot.
Thank you for the acknowledgement, Frank.
And still got the nerve to sing in public.
I know. I tried. Well, happy birthday anyway, Frank.
Thanks, brother. I want to say something about the healthcare thing. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, for 8 years, it was a simple message. Repeal. We're going to repeal. We're going to repeal Obamacare. Great. About 2 or 3 months before the election, all of a sudden, you know, some liberals come out and said something about, well, you can't just repeal. You got to replace. You know what I'm saying? And Republicans, of course, cowed to it. And then the next thing you know, well, we're going to repeal and replace. See, that's where we went off the rails. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And messaging is everything.
Well, it certainly made the message a little more complicated. It made the promise a lot more complicated because that replace every individual, you know, conceptualize what that meant to them. And so you have millions of different concept of what replace means, right?
Well, sure. And
And then it has made a promise that it's going to be a lot harder to keep. The thing is, though, without replace, a lot of the Republican senators aren't going to repeal. They've made that very clear.
Well, I disagree with that. I'm going to tell you why.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because look, replace is a simple message. If we were like the liberals and we get our talking points out there and everybody starts saying the same thing,
yeah,
what we should all be doing is saying, repeal, then replace. See what I'm saying? And we should all be repeating that. And the replace part has always been the same since Bush. It's always been, we'll eliminate the pre-existing part
of
that problem by allowing smaller businesses and trade groups to band together into larger groups and offer group health insurance and eliminate the pre-existing problem. That's what it's always been.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And, yeah, you're right. The messaging got all messed up.
No Republican would dare vote again. If the message is so simple, this bill repeals Obamacare, no one's going to vote against that. They wouldn't dare.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Frank, I got to move on. I'm running out of time.
Enjoy your cake,
Frank. Once again,
Frank,
happy birthday to you. By the way, it is Kurt Angle who should be in the Hall of Fame. He's going to be inducted. Rick Rude, Diamond Dallas Page.
Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ravishing Rick Rude, that's right. Beth Phoenix, the Rock and Roll Express tag team. Teddy Long, are you going to be a player? Teddy Long going to be a player.
Oh, yeah.
And the Road Warriors also will be inducted. Mm. All right, so let's get back to the phone lines. Going to have to ask you to be brief and to the point. Carl, thank you for calling.
Well, Lord knows, brief and to the point is my middle name. Ayala, I hear she got slapped down today, so she's not going to be able to.
Yeah, that's right. The judge ruled in favor of Rick Scott.
Okay, do we have anybody going to recall this lady somehow?
Let's hope so.
Okay. Item number two. Since when is Nancy Pelosi running the CR County Sheriff's Department?
That's a good one.
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question there. All right.
Seems to be.
Yeah, maybe we can. Unfortunately, he was just reelected, but maybe we can remember that next go around. Hey, thanks, Carl. I wish I could keep you on the line, but I'm just about out of time. Thank you for being brief and straight to the point. And Rick, I'm going to have to ask you to do the same thing.
Well, quickly here, about 5 weeks ago, John Boehner said very self-assuredly, nothing's going to happen. They're not going to repeal.
Yep.
They're not going to do anything.
Yep.
And I'm beginning to believe that everybody's in on it, including the Donald, because it's a no-win. It's a no-win. So I'm beginning to believe. I'm getting more cynical by the minute.
I was getting ready to say, that's the cynical way to look at it. The other way to look at it is he realizes how difficult it is to bring the various Republican factions together.
Yeah, I mean, he's
together.
Figuring it out, though.
Yeah,
he's figuring it out.
As Aubrey Kahn said on the show Sunday night, it's like herding cats. You have much more party discipline amongst the Democrats than you do amongst the Republicans.
Yeah, because they're Borgs.
Well, basically that, but the leadership will make you pay dearly if you buck them.
Mm-hmm.
In the Republican Party, it's not so much so. There's a lot more independence amongst the leader, amongst the members. And so, but yeah, it's certainly a lot of room for skepticism there, Rick. Thanks again, and appreciate your call and being straight and to the point. We got the greatest listeners, greatest
callers.
Isn't
it amazing? With a little bit of time, they go right to the point, answer the question, see you later.
All right, speaking of a little bit of time, we are just
one
about
more time
out of it
for
tonight.
Frank, should we sing Happy Birthday?
No.
Okay. No, wait a second. He just called and said no.
Happy birthday to Frank.
Hey, Nick, what are you laughing about?
All right. And once again, Saturday evening, 6 to 9 p.m., the Wounded Officers Initiative. If you can't make the gala, at least help out the Wounded Officers Initiative. WoundedOfficersInitiative.org. I hope to see you there. And once again, we got more wrestling tickets to give away. We got some special wrestlers going to be in the studio with us Thursday to talk about WrestleCon.
And they'll be involved with the contest?
That's
or they're
going
to be in and out?
Well, let's.
But we'll figure it out. We'll play it by ear.
They'll be here. They'll be here. We'll keep them here. We'll put them in a headlock.
We'll get Nick.
Larry Elder next. Night, everybody.
From the Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.